The areas that have been hit by this drought, it has affected the production of food, particularly the staple food, which is maize. I know maize, that's where we do the milling meal for our staple food as a country and the region. Number two, we have a situation where production of hydroelectricity has been challenged because of this meteorological drought, which has left a situation where most of our dam reservoirs have collected water at low, low levels, that the production of electricity has been affected. And of course, number three, we do have a situation where, as a result of this drought, we do expect animal disease to be of concern in the country. So those are the major areas which have resulted as a result of this drought, and particularly to do with the food shortage challenges. That is the main one.
It's understood that nearly half of Zambia's population has been affected by the drought, with the country needing about $940 million in aid to cushion the effect of this. How true is this, and how does the government plan if the international aid or donor agencies are able to provide this amount? How does the government plan to utilize this?
Well, first of all, this is a government of prudence, proven prudent management of national resources. And this can be seen from the fact that for the very first time in more than a decade, Zambia has recorded progress on the Transparency International Corruption Perception Index, which really gives a mirror image of how government is handling and managing and utilizing public, you know, resources, particularly funds. Therefore, with that kind of situation, the international community, including local donors, are rest assured that whatever level of support they are going to render, land in very safe and capable hands, as has already been demonstrated in line with what the president had promised the people before he became president, that once he gets to that saddle of authority, he will ensure he fights abuse of public resources to the core, to fight corruption and the plunder of national resources. That is exactly what the president is doing, anchoring, of course, on the rule of law.
Mr. Mwitwa, how does the government plan to implement measures to combat some of these issues of food insecurity, particularly when it comes to the issues of drought in the future? I'm talking about measures the government plans to implement to prevent such, you know, dire situation in the future.
Well, thank you very much. You know what the president had done with his administration, first of all, was to beginning to graduate the country ahead of this, actually, the disaster, before this drought could be foreseen, by beginning to promote irrigation of maize. Firstly, the president and his administration decided to tackle this situation, number one, by making growing of maize an attractive venture, like I've indicated, to increase the price of maize and make it an attractive and viable commercial endeavor. Number two, the president began to prepare the nation to graduate from monopoly of dependency on rain-fed agriculture and begin to introduce irrigation agriculture. And therefore, last year, the president had a meeting with commercial farmers who had, many of them had abandoned the production of maize. He had a meeting with them and agreed that they return back to production of maize on contract farming basis. And they had to start with what we're calling early maize, meaning that even before the rain season could start, the commercial farmers, using their irrigation logistics, began to grow that maize with anticipation that when the rain comes, it takes part of the watering of that maize to ease the cost of production. And that maize, sometime, I think some 4-5 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago, the president, you know, had gone to begin to commission the harvest of that maize